Hello, welcome to the Widow's Mite on Anchor Podcast, live from Nigeria. My name is Regina Akriso-Bodo. If you're just joining me, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. The Widow's Mite, a program where we bring back the energy into the life of the widow that lost her husband. Like I like to do all the time, my heart goes to any widow that is actually experiencing bereavement this last month. It's actually very painful that for the last 1 month has been one death of the other. Yes, and the number of it have been predominantly husbands. And so my thought just goes to you, wherever you are across the globe, be it as a result of COVID-19 or other causes. Death is death, and it's never ever welcoming. It's never sweet to experience it. So my heart goes to you, and we pray that the soul of the dead would rest in peace. Welcome once again to the Widow's Mite Live Anchor Podcast. My name once again is Regina Akriso-Bodo. We'll take a break. When we return, we'll be talking about a very important topic. Yes, last week, you know, the last time we came here, we were talking about some of the lessons we learned in the year 2020. So now we're moving on. 2020 is going to be the end of already January 2021. So we're moving on to a fresh program. And today we're talking about some of the lies that the enemy brings to your heart. A lot of us have been lied to. A lot of us, you know, once the death occurred, the lie of what you are not has begun to sink into your system. You're beginning to believe everything that comes into your heart. We'll be talking about some of them, and I know some of us would resonate with them. And in case you have, don't forget what we do. We'd like you to follow, share this podcast on different platforms. We'd like you to share and, of course, subscribe. My name once again, Regina Akriso-Bodo. I'll be back soon. Welcome to the Widow's Mite on the Anchor Podcast, live here in Lagos, Nigeria. Today is the 25th day in January, talking about 2020. My name is Regina Akriso-Bodo, aka Mama Reggie, aka Reggie Panache. If you're just joining me, my introduction has been that we're talking about one very, very, very serious issue that actually has been a big issue in the life of a widow, and that some of the lies that the enemy sells to us, which we have bought, some of us have bought it, and has affected our growth anywhere and irrespective of your race, your religion, your culture, anywhere in the world. We find out that once a widow believes that kind of lies, she becomes truncated, she does not grow, she does not develop, and some of us actually we've seen that widows actually die abruptly, so to say. Sudden deaths occur as a result of this lies. We'll be talking, I'm going to be dedicating 2 episodes to this particular topic. So let's go. Let's start what some of the lies the enemy brings into the heart of every woman. And I'm telling you, let me just hold your breath a little bit here before, you know, to explain here. It's not exclusive to some women. It's actually exclusive to everybody. I mean, it's actually everybody. We all experience it. It's just that some of us had to catch quickly. You know, we caught the lies and we decided not to buy the lies. And that's why we're coming here to share. So it's not a question of, oh, we never went through it. No, 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 no. This is why the Widow's Mite is here. Some of them are experiences that we went through and came out of. You know, we always say on the Widow's Mite, bringing back the energy in your life. So let's start. What does the lie of the enemy come as? It comes as, your life has ended with your spouse's death. Have you ever heard that? It's a common thing in Africa. We hear that. I'm conversant with the African culture, especially in Nigeria. We hear a lot of women, when they lose their husbands, the first thing they say, I'm finished. I am finished. Oh, what will I do without you? My life is... They keep, you know, confessing, saying a lot of things. Well, at the spur of the moment, I tend to say I understand, yes, or over a period of that morning and the pain, especially when you don't, you know, it wasn't expected. You know, death really technically is not expected. But, you know, there's some deaths that you could say, okay, the man went through a long period of, you know, sickness, illness, and it was like, oh, let him go and rest. But, you know, such deaths are sudden deaths. Maybe he went out, I'm coming back, let me just go see a friend, or I'm driving to do something, and then you get a call and they say, is gone. Those are sudden deaths. Or the one that actually had been, you know, heart attack, you've been talking with this gentleman and the next thing is gone. Or it could be anything that was not just planned for. So most of these reasons I can understand when I see at the spur of the moment, as it were, you get to hear a widow say, I'm dead, I'm finished, I'm this, but, you know, and of course the sympathizers will want to tell you, look, don't say that, these are negatives, especially for those of us that have religion, we're told, okay, don't confess negative. And then the process goes, and the burial and everything, and it could be, you know, and then you return. But right in your head, those words have not left you. You see the woman practicing, literally living all those words. She tells herself she cannot do anything without him. She cannot move without him. She does not know the next move to take. She does not know X, Y, Z. Over a period of time, when at least it's assumed that you must have gotten a little bit over it, if you consistently maintain that kind of stance, what it is or should be interpreted is that you've bought a lie. You bought a lie that you cannot just be you if your husband had not come back. But the truth of it is that he's gone and he's gone. Face the reality. And so you get to hear that my life has ended. Sis, that's not true. Your life has not ended. You need to begin to pick up your pieces and move on. Some of them could be the pieces from starting from the scratch. Yes, in Africa, most widows start from the scratch, because everything that has to do with, you know, the property of the man has been taken away. And so you have to start from the scratch. Yes, even if that does not mean still that your life has ended. Why? I actually spoke this, this similar topic via our Facebook page earlier on today. And one of the examples that came to my mind is that, look, the way to get out of this belief or the lie that the enemy is putting in your heart is to begin to think, did I actually have a life even before marriage? The answer is yes. So if you had a life before marriage, what makes you think you cannot have life after the death? These are truths that you have to face. Sometimes they look like demons, but they're true. You know, they talk about facing your demons. One of the demons is to face the fact that life must continue. And so you mustn't accept that lie of the enemy that tells you that your life is ended because the spouse has gone. So another lie that the enemy tells us, a lot of us, he tells us this, and we bought it hook, line, and sinker, is that you can never recover. Now, I left it like that for you to understand that you can never recover what? I'm sure some of us will be asking, what is it that you thought you lost? Some would have recovered this, I mean, lost even emotionally. Their mindset, their mind, the presence of mind. You find some people, as a result of the death of the spouse, they don't just have their mind again. They're either forgetful, or just unaware of what is happening, or just sickly, or just, they just don't want to pick up the pieces. They just told themselves, you find out some of the things you get to see as a result of that loss of mind is that their house is unkempt, they keep themselves unkempt, they keep the children unkempt, they don't care how the children go to school, and they are drifting. And because they bought that lie that they cannot recover, he's gone. You just have to face that reality. And so you can recover. Get yourself together. get yourself together to start off a life. You could also recover, for those of us that actually would say the experience is like in Africa, you lost everything, including those things that some of us work for. Some of us, we've heard stories that are so painful. You worked for, you built a house together, you did everything just because you mistakenly, or you know, you assumed that there was going to be an understanding, and the house was written in his name. And the family comes and takes over everything, his property, everything. In Africa, it's very common. In case you were surprised that you could hear that, this is a very common thing in Africa. But can you recover all? Yes, you can. Because sometimes the fight is not going, because we've seen women try to fight and they get stuck. Either the case is just elongated over the years and the widow loses her life in the course of it. Or it just doesn't get a headway. Or you can't, the people are so powerful that you cannot. Or it becomes so diabolical that you just have to shift and let sleeping dogs lie. And so some people, after they take a decision like that, instead of going back to say, okay, what next? The thought is that they take up that lie that tells them you can never recover. And so they become a liability to their society, liability to everywhere and anywhere they go to. That is a lie that the enemy has given us, that wants us to live with. Brother, sister, have you heard stories of people losing billions of dollars? I heard of a story of a man, I can't remember his name readily, that I think that goes a little bit close. You might say, oh, what is money? No. Sometimes there's an amount of money that looks like it's a loss of life. The story goes that he actually lost so literally everything to the 2008 economic meltdown across the globe. And when people, some friends of his went to visit him and ask him, I can't remember his name readily. They went to ask his about, I mean, you know, to console him and just to identify with him and tell him that, look, we're with you. We know you lost. And they found out he was not at home. He was actually at the golf course. And they had to drive there to ask. They asked, what do you mean? You just lost billions of dollars. Well, why are you coming back and picking up your... He said, you know what? I was the one that lost it. And I am the one. I made the money in the first place. Since I'm not dead, I will also recover. To me, that's one of the most fantastic mindsets I've ever read about. So what do you think? Even the loss of life, and so far as you are the one, you wouldn't be. You wouldn't lose that hope. Please do not lose hope. Stay in there and don't buy that lie. What again do you think you can talk about? I wish you could tell me from your response. I wish you could continue with the conversation. But let me say something before I wrap it up. One of the lies that the enemy also gives us, it tells us that you are a permanent liability for people. Yes, dependency, parasitic syndrome, the parasite syndrome. Oh, I'm dependent on people. Everybody must take care of me. I need people to love me. I want them to worry about me. Blah, 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 blah. Hey, that is a lie from the pit of hell. The devil wants you to think that you are so, so unlovable that you need everybody's help. But that's not true. That's not true. You need to tell yourself that you are not a nuisance to people. You need to tell yourself that gospel truth, that you are not a nuisance to people. So you just do everything possible, sis, and begin to think twice, because you have to kill that lie and return to your normal way of life. You can be what you want to do. You can be what you want to do. So what are those lies that the devil has told us? What are those lies that he has lied to you, that you have swallowed it hook, line, and sinker? I want you to just go back, retrace your steps, retrace your strength, just go back and think about it. Before the death of your spouse, where were you? Or what were you doing that you can't recover from? Then go back and just have a personal conference. You'll find out that you can pick up. Yes, and I trust that you will. I believe God that He will help you. I have thought about it. I've gone through some of them, not exactly everything, but I've gone through it and I've found out that God can be trusted. God can be trusted. And so thank you so much for joining with me. Of course, listening in on this podcast. And I would love you to share this podcast to as many as possible across the globe. There is one thing that is coming. I mean, that is common with us widows. We lost someone. So it couldn't be, no matter what the situation, it might just differ a little bit. But the truth of it, somebody needs help and somebody would learn from what I just talked about. Some of the things that the devil actually lies to us about, do not allow him to lie to you again. And of course, the conversation continues. Once I come back in the next 2 weeks or next week, possibly, let's talk about some of the lies that the devil tells us. Until I come your way again, follow me on the Instagram, _thewidowsmite, or you go to my YouTube page, Reggie Panache/thewidowsmite, or the Facebook page, like that page, The Widow's Mite. I'd like you to drop your comment. Also, click like and share. And of course, on the YouTube page, subscribe. Thank you once again. My name is Regina Chris Obodo. Bye.